Okay. What motivates this talk was, this was the year, see Mickey's here, where the press took turns at literally vilifying different crops. It's like, why this crop is bad? It's like, why are almonds bad? Why is cotton bad? Why are vegetables bad? And so there was what I call kind of a journalistic narrative to portray cotton programs and production as a major contributor to Western water problems. And the journalistic narrative is that cotton growers have really little incentives to improve irrigation efficiency, and because of the cotton program and cotton production, that's one of the big contributing factors to, you know, water shortages in Arizona and California and elsewhere in the West. There's a problem with this narrative. One is that water use for cotton in the West, Arizona, California, New Mexico, has declined 70% over the last 30 years. So if I want to look for, well, who's the culprit in using too much water, I wouldn't necessarily look at the industry that's cut their use 70%. That's not the first place I would look. It also ignores the fact that, you know, since the 85 Farm Bill, there's been increasing movements towards decoupling so that you know, production and water use decisions are a lot less affected by commodity programs than they were 20, 30 years ago. So I think, and then it also ignores that there's been a lot of improving trends in water productivity and water footprint measures in cotton. And I was actually kind of hacked off because I was actually interviewed by these folks at ProPublica about things, and they kind of chose to ignore pretty much everything I told them, and they have it, you can go online and everything. Holy crop, federal subsidies that prop up cotton farming in Arizona are just one of the myriad ways policymakers have refused to reshape the laws that affect water shortages. Well, I would argue that we went to decoupled programs. Farmers have improved efficiency, and water used by cotton growers in the West have gone down 70%. So rather than this being like a story of disaster, it's actually kind of a story of water conservation and policy reform. Also, here's another example. Government subsidized cotton farming is sucking the Colorado River dry. So this is kind of the narrative that we've been getting out west. So here's reductions in irrigation application intensity. This is data from the USDA Farm Ranch and Irrigation Survey. So this is acres feet of water applied per acre to cotton, comparing the different census years, 1985 to 2013. 2013 is the most recent year. You can see across the board that the acre feet of water applied to cotton acreage has gone down in each of the three states by a fair percentage point. Another way to look at this is water productivity, or what's called crop per drop. It's like, okay, how many pounds of cotton are you getting per acre foot of water applied? That's been going up over time. Another thing to look at, it's been popular lately, is this notion of a water footprint. So how much water is actually being used to produce a given amount of output. And there's things like the field print calculator that does this at a farm level or a field level. This is trying to get at that same thing at a more aggregate level. And so the amount of acre feet applied to produce one bale of cotton has gone down quite a bit in Arizona and California and a lot in New Mexico. So kind of counter to the story of, you know, cotton growers having no incentive to improve efficiency, you know, you see numbers like this. So regional irrigation applications to cotton have fallen by 3.94 million acre feet. So like 5.5 million acre feet to like 1.6 million acre feet over the last 30 years. That's a lot of water. Well, how much water is that? So the 3.94 million acre feet, total residential water use in those three western states, according to the latest USGS numbers, is 5.77 million acre feet. So the reduction in cotton water applications is equivalent to the residential water use of more than 30 million people across, you know, those three states. So the amount of water that cotton is no longer using in the West is the amount of water that people in all in the cities, in all the residences in the West, up to 2/3 of all that residential use. So if you're going to kind of say, well, cotton is to blame, it's like, you know, they're not the ones using up a lot of the water. In fact, they've kind of given it the office first. Here's some national numbers. You can see yields have gone up 40%. Water applied per acre has gone down 38%. Pounds of cotton per acre foot is more than doubled. You can flip that around in terms of a water footprint. So the amount of water applied per bale of cotton produced has gone down more than 50%. The total absolute amount of water applied on cotton has gone down 48% over the last 30 years. And so here you can see the large decrease in water use in the West. There's been increases elsewhere. You know, one of the trends in cotton production is that most of the production is kind of migrated east. There's more irrigation in the East, but it tends to be water requirement. It's more sprinkler irrigation than gravity flow irrigation, and irrigation levels tend to be lower. So there's been a small increase in the rest of the U.S., a large decrease in the West, with a net effect of, you know, a reduction in 3.5 million acre feet of water. So kind of just to conclude, you know, since 1985, there's been increasing trends to decouple farm program payments so that water use is less tied to receiving commodity payments. And that's, I think, one of the things you see is that in terms of production decisions are defined a lot more by market forces than by the programs. And one of the things you've seen is that water use in Western cotton has declined by 70%. Western water states have seen there's a reduction in the amount applied per acre. There's a lower water footprint. There's less water applied to produce a bale of cotton. And there's more crop per drop. There's more bales produced per acre foot of water. And roughly the same amount of cotton in the U.S. is produced as 30 years ago, but with half the amount of irrigation water applied. So again, rather than, you know, cotton being a villain in terms of water use and conservation, I don't know, I don't know about you, that looks pretty impressive to me. And that's it.
Can you go back to the first drop per crop graph? And
this one.
Yeah. What is going on in New Mexico?
They have really high yields, and they don't use much water.
That's astounding.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have like really, really, you know, 2013, their yields are like really high.
Okay.
And they
use a lot of drip.
Yeah, I think they use a lot of drip. Yeah.
Okay.
I did like a triple check too, because when you look at that, I can't be right. Yeah, but their yields in 2013 were really, really high.
Gotcha.
Like more than 1,500 pounds.
Any other questions?